Billy Bob's Texas is best known for bull riding, boot scooting, country singing, and beer drinking. But like everywhere else these days, the world's largest honky-tonk put the party on pause. This weekend, the entertainment complex took on a very different role, helping to replenish the region's blood supply.
We need over 1,000 donors a day to come and present in the DFW area so that we can make sure we have enough blood for the hospitals that we support.
Colleen Horan is with Carter Blood Care.
To make sure that our cancer patients and our trauma victims and people with blood disorders have what they need.
The nonprofit supplies blood products to about 90% of hospitals throughout northern Texas. Thousands of canceled blood drives nationwide means blood banks won't get the blood they expect. Because of coronavirus fears, the industry estimates 355,000 fewer donations than expected will be made over the next few months. And usually, when one region is facing a blood shortage, Horan says blood banks elsewhere can send surplus to help out.
But right now, yeah, we're all in the same boat. All across the country, all the blood banks are having to get creative to figure out what we can do to keep that blood on the shelves.
Eric Garcia.
Andale, baby.
Eric Garcia and his girlfriend stopped by Billy Bob's to give blood after seeing an Instagram post on Friday.
Eric, do you have a preference, right, left?
Whatever you have.
The 27-year-old cement truck driver says it's been a while since he's donated.
I guess some people might be in need of it that you don't know if they might die if you don't try to help out, right?
Blood is perishable, so it gets turned around pretty quickly after it's donated. In a couple of days, Carter Blood Care will process Garcia's blood and deliver it ready for use in a hospital. Fort Worth respiratory therapist Kay Copsey says she knows exactly what that looks like.
I've worked at a trauma center for many years, and I see the need for blood. So it's just something that I, small part that I can do.
Copsey says she donates regularly, but the shortage because of the coronavirus is what brought her to Billy Bob's. Same for personal trainer Alex Ayala, whose O negative blood makes him a universal donor.
It makes sure you feel good when you leave, you know, so if you're kind of on the edge of whether or not you want to do it, I highly recommend it because you never know when you might need blood yourself.
316 donations came in over the weekend's three-day drive. As the shortage continues, Carter Blood Care is going to do more of these pop-up blood draws. All their regular donation facilities are open too. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.